Saturday night in Division 5, Region 17, Regional Semifinal Playoff Football, second-ranked South Range edging third-ranked Garaway by a score of 15-12 at Louisville Leopard Stadium. South Range would score a touchdown on their opening drive of the game with 6:31 to play. In the opening quarter, it would be Dylan Dominguez, the Youngstown State commit, the running back, would punch it in on a two-yard touchdown run after a long 13-play drive of 75 yards in 5 minutes and 29 seconds, and South Range had a 7-0 lead after their first quarter. Garaway would hit answer, however, with the score of their own with 9:40 to play in the second quarter, and this time would be quarterback Logan Yoder connecting with wide receiver J.D. Young on a 31-yard touchdown pass. And after a 7-play drive of 65 yards in 4 minutes and 40 seconds, extra point would be no good, however, and Garaway trailed at that point 7-6, and that would be the score at halftime, South Range with that 1-point lead. Garaway would take their first lead of the game, though, with 4:30 to play in the third quarter, the opening drive of the third, on a long 13-play drive of 86 yards, 7 minutes and 30 seconds on the drive would be capped off on Ethan Miller's 24-yard touchdown run, his 20th touchdown run of the season. Garaway would go for two. They would not get it, and they would have a 12-7 lead at that point. But then in the fourth quarter, South Range would get to take the lead again with 11:53 to play on a wide receiver pass after a reverse. Shane Lindstrom would connect with split in Aiden Leon, the 6'3 junior receiver, in the end zone, and that would give South Range a 13-12 lead. And then quarterback Billy Skirpak would get the 2-point conversion, and South Range took a 3-point lead at that point at 15-12. Garaway would not be able to get a score on their end. South Range would get the ball back and run the clock out to close out the game, and South Range hangs on for the narrow 3-point victory, 15-12 over the Garaway Pirates. For South Range, they improve the record to a perfect 13-0 on the season, and they will advance on to the regional finals for a second consecutive year, and they will have a rematch of last year's regional championship as they will take on Kirtland. And Kirtland, of course, won their regional semifinal game, and as they would defeat Garfield in the regional finals 25-7. And for Garaway, they'll end their very successful season with a record of 12-1 after getting a school record 12 victories on the year. Again, the final score in playoff football in the regional semifinals from Louisville: South Range defeats Garaway by a score of 15-12 to advance on to the regional finals next Saturday night against Kirtland. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Mac Roy.